The collect for the second Sunday in Advent is deservedly well known and loved.
降臨節第二主日的祝文是一個很出名的祝文，而且很得人喜愛的。
Let us pray.
讓我們一起祈禱。
Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning,
當讚美的主曾經感動先知聖人著作聖經，讓我們得以學習而獲益。
Grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them,
求主感動我們能夠聽、能讀、能記、能學聖經之道，心中明白，而且是融會貫通。
That encouraged and supported by your holy word,
使我們能夠忍耐和從主的話中得到安慰。
We may embrace and always hold fast,
我們因基督的救贖
The blessed hope of everlasting life,
持定永生的盼望
which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ,
是在基督的名而来的。
Amen.
Amen.
What might we do in these few minutes to cooperate with our Lord according to this prayer?
既然我们圣默讲了那个的祝文，我们是亦都讲咗系阿门，我哋要点样依呢个祝文而配合我哋嘅主呢
？For the holy word, I take us to St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, which was read earlier, verses 6 and verses 9 to 11.
等我哋睇下保罗写俾腓立比嘅书信，先头大家都已经读过噶啦，第一章六节九至到十一节。
I have 3 points.
我有三點。
One, a maturing self-awareness.
一個逐漸成熟的自覺。
St. Paul speaks of the ongoing change already seen and expected to continue in the Philippian believers.
保羅講及已經睇到腓立比的信眾有不斷的改變。他们最初对福音的反应令到保罗有很大的喜悦。
Nothing gives him so much joy as to remember how they responded to the gospel initially.
他得到的喜悦是由这些人的反应而得到，他是一个很大的喜悦。
Remember the jailer and Lydia in Acts chapter 16.
我们记得在Acts 的玉卒同埋女底亞亞呢啲嘅人。
But nothing gives him so much concern as their continuing progress and growth in understanding and righteousness.
保羅係十分咁樣關注佢哋喺理解同埋仁義上有不斷嘅長進。
So we see his expectation of ongoing change in the Christian's life.
我哋睇到保羅係期望基督徒在生活上有不断的更新。
The picture in verse 11, filled with the fruits of righteousness, is of a harvest.
第一章十一节所讲，靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子。
The season began with planting.
季节开始的时候，耶稣和他的使徒就开始种植。
By Jesus and his apostles. Remember the parable of the sower.
这个呢就是耶稣和他的使徒是比喻他开始的播种。
The earliest believers were the first fruits.
最初的信众是初得的一些的果子。
The full harvest is yet to come in.
而全面是还未来的，全面的收获是还未来到。
Both in numbers, the size of the crop,and the quality of the grain or fruit.
这些是在五谷和生果上高的收获，无论在它品质上或者是数量上的收获。
So St. Paul expresses confidence in verse 6 that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ.
在第六节的时候，保罗是深信他这样说，那在你们心里动了善功的， 必成全这功，直至耶稣的日子。
But that is why he also prays that they will do so.
他亦都是继续这样祈求。
Hear the prayer, verses 9 to 11.
9至11节这样说。
Now this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in all knowledge and depth of insight.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上高多又多。
So that you may be able to discern what is best.
这样你们就能够分辨是非。
And may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ.
作纯洁无过的人直到基督的日子。
Filled with fruit of righteousness that come through Jesus Christ.
而且靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣光称颂归于神。
To the glory and praise of God.
我们在这里 称赞我们的神。
So how are you going?
你们究竟是做些什么呢？
As a church and as individuals.
作为一个个人或者是一个教会。
Paul's letter to the early churches been handed down to us because the principles are the same.
保罗在早期给教会的信息已经是一路是传下来给我们，而他里面讲的一些原则其实都是一样的。
Now, too much introspection,is not healthy.
现在我们想讲下太多的反省是不健康的，不健康的。
It does not help to uproot seedlings to see how their roots are getting on.
这个呢是不好像我们是要掹起一棵幼的苗去看看那个根是怎么样成长，是没这样是没用的。
But we are exhorted in scripture to examine ourselves.
我们其实可以通过圣经的经文去审查自己。
This is sometimes a chastening experience.
有阵时呢啲系一种唔系咁容易过嘅一啲嘅经验。
Although as well as our shortcomings, we should be looking for evidence of our love and holiness.
除咗我哋 shortcoming 即系做唔到嘅嘢或者做得唔好嘅嘢咧，我哋系仲要寻求系爱同埋神圣嘅证据。
The fact is that the holiest Christians are those most aware of their shortcomings.
事实上，最能够成为神圣的基督徒，是知道自己的短处是什么。
You know those beauticians' makeup tables with the big mirror which has light bulbs all around the edge?
大家知道美容师的前面是一个大的镜，个镜上高亦都有好多好多嘅灯喺度。
The closer you get to the mirror,
如果你近去嗰镜嘅时候
，the closer you are to the lights,
咁你就再近嗰啲灯啦。
The more blemishes you see on your skin,
咁于是咧就睇到晒嗰啲黑点啊，嗰啲咁样嘅瑕疵啦。
So it is with the bright light of Christ.
基督明亮的光亦都是这样。
The closer we get to him, the more our weaknesses become evident.
我们是越近基督，我们的弱点就是越容易显明出来。
If you feel too good about yourself, how close to Jesus are you?
如果你觉得自己是非常之好的话，那究竟你是有多接近基督呢？
So much for a maturing self-awareness. Now the purpose, number two, the purpose of the gospel.
第二点我想讲是福音的目的。
To free us from too much introspection, then, what other picture can we use?
我们用什么来将自己从自我反省之中是释放出来呢？
In verse 5 and verse 7, Paul speaks of the gospel.
第五同埋第七节嗰度，保罗系讲及福音。
Verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, and verse 7, I have you in my heart, for whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. So, He mentions the gospel in verse 5 and verse 7.
在第五和七節那裡他是講過那個
what is the gospel?
什麼是福音呢?
One definition is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 6 and 7.
在啟示錄14章第六、第七節裡面是找到他其一的定義。
Then I saw another angel, Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air.
我又看到另一位天使在天空那裡飛。
And he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth.
他有永遠的福音要傳給住在地上的人。
To every nation, tribe, language and people.
就是各國、各族、各方、各民。
He said in a loud voice,
他大聲地說,
Fear God and give him glory because the hour of his judgment has come.
應當是敬畏神,將榮耀歸給他,因為他施行審判的時候已經到了。
Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea and the springs of water.
應該是敬拜那位創造天、地、海和眾水源泉的神。
This is an announcement about the imminent arrival of a victorious king.
這是德勝君王迫切要來臨的一個預言、預告。
It is the language of a royal military triumph.
這些是皇室勝利的用語。
A gospel. A victory.
一個
Also, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15,
哥羅西書2章13至15節,
St. Paul links this triumph to the cross.
保羅是將這個勝利和十字架連結起來,
where Christ disarmed the powers and authorities.
將一切執政的掌權的武器都除了下來,
showing they no longer had any power over Christ and his people.
表明了這些人,他的權力已經是沒有了,而他的權力也不可以勝過基督和他的子民。
That is, the gospel is to warn, to inspire readiness.
這就是說,福音是警告和激勵我們,有一個正確的態度去準備我們。
But especially to stimulate a right attitude to the victorious and conquering one whose advent approaches.
激勵我們有一個正確的態度,準備了等到德勝征服者,即是基督的再臨。
For the Christian, this means not slipping back into unrepentant ways.
對基督徒來說,這就是表示我們不會倒退回去,不懂得悔改的時間。
It also means a lively concern for those who do not appreciate what is going to happen and seeking to warn them.
同時是很迫切地關心到一些不知道將來有什麼事會發生的人,是要嘗試去警告這些人。
So, thirdly, real holiness.
第三點是說真正的聖潔。
While it is vital that our neighbours be told of Christ,
我們向鄰居或者鄰人宣講基督耶穌是十分重要的,
the victorious and coming King,
我們應該是要宣講這個快要來到的德勝君王,
their ability to hear and respond will generally be affected by what they see in us.
其實他們所看到我們是怎樣呢? 就是會影響到我們的鄰舍是怎樣聽到我們說的話,以及他們會是怎樣的反應。
Holiness, in English, is a rather outdated word in Christian jargon these days.
聖潔或者神聖這個字,在英文,是一個差不多是過時的一個術語。
Perhaps for the better.
或者他另外一個方法是會好一點的看他。
If it encouraged a self-regarding sanctimonious or irrelevant piety,
如果它是可以激勵那些自視過高,或者是假裝神聖,或者是很假虔誠的人。
But holiness comes through attachment to what is truly holy, to Jesus Christ, the Holy One.
聖潔其實是來自愛慕那些真正神聖的基督耶穌這個聖者。
The word Paul uses in the passage today is righteousness.
保羅在今天的經文裡面用個字是公義。
Which means actions and behavior and words that are appropriate to our relationships.
意義就是說我們的思想必須是自我們與神創造主的關係而發出。
So you can't be holy or righteous in isolation.
我們是不可以神聖如果我們是很孤獨或者是單獨地自己在這裡。
Therefore our thinking must begin with our relationships.
所以我們的思想是由一些關係那裡開始。
Our relationship with God, our Creator,
我們跟我們的創造主的關係。
Who has put us in relationship with our family members,
祂擺我們是跟我們的家人 有關係。
And the community to which we belong,
所屬的社區是有關係。
But who has drawn us into his new family, the church,
教會的人有關係。
With our relationships to our fellow Christians,
或者是其他基督徒的兄弟姊妹。
And a new sense of responsibility toward our neighbours,both within and outside the church.
在教會的裏面或者外面令到我們對鄰舍有一個新的責任感。
Those who we are to love as we love ourselves.
就是愛人如己。
So as we look into the mirror of Christ our Lord,
當我們對著或者面對著主耶穌基督那面鏡的時候呢,
let his humble self-giving shine its light on us.
让祂的舍己为人的光照着我们。
And so inspire in us readiness to meet him whenever he comes.
激励我们，使到我们能够准备就绪这样，随时这样欢迎祂来。
As St. Paul prays, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ,
好似保罗咁样嘅祷告，佢话并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
To the glory and praise of God.
荣耀称赞归于神。
Amen.
Amen.